Welcome back to Dumbracken.
And I'm just not allowed to buy anything that I want to buy. I used to have the free rein to just do my own shopping, but if it's not on the list, she just throws it out immediately. Like, I spent money on it, and she still... She said, it's not on the list! It's not on the list, Dermot Green! She used my full name. She threw it out the windows. We have rats now in our backyard because she keeps throwing so much food. But really, it's my fault, I guess. I should stop buying the food. I think I'll sneak it past her. She's 87 years old, but she's so strong. I don't know what to do anymore.
What a monologue. What a monologue. That was amazing.
I didn't write that down. That was real.
That was method. That is the power of method acting. No, you had it in you, Dermot.
It really happened.
Yes, that's good. Use the pain. Funnel that through you. Look at those tears. Let me wipe away that one.
Your hands are so cold.
Yes. My blood does not get pumped around my body properly anymore. That is an army thing. I'm glad that you never had to be conscripted like me. But you face your own wars in life.
It's like my house is a prison, right?
I will be the warden. I will be the prison warden.
Thank you.
Jim, and I am the prison warden. I am here to arrest you and take things off your list. Jim, we're in a scene.
Sorry, I just...
I'm the prison warden, Slappy Bottom.
Sorry, Mr. Slappy Bottom.
No, I'm not Mr. Slappy Bottom. I'm saying you're having a slappy bottom, Jimid.
Am I still Dermot in the scene,
yes,
though?
Yes, son, I am the prison warden.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You will do time.
Okay, I deserve that. I've been a bad boy.
This is good. I will say the line back to you. This is an acting technique.
Okay.
I've been a bad boy. I've been a bad boy. The warden takes no pity on prisoners.
I've been a bad boy.
We'll rebuild you. It's good for you.
If we're going to rebuild Dermot, is that going to be in this session, or shall I add it to the agenda for next session?
It will take many weeks.
Oh, sorry, I forgot yous were here.
You just got to keep coming to classes. Well, therapy and classes.
Do I still have to pay you double fare?
We'll talk about this later, not in front of the others, if you don't mind. As we know, Rosemary keeps a keen eye or ear out for how much we earn, because she likes to up the rent.
Well, I do not... Anything we say in here will not affect your rent. But I do feel like when I agreed that the first 5 minutes of each meeting would be general chit-chat, you've taken it a bit too far.
That was very specific.
Feels like it was outside of the range of general chit-chat.
Jim had wanted to share. And I think he did a marvelous job.
It was really hard for me, Rosemary.
Yeah, you're right. Would you like a tissue?
No.
It's a far, far better thing that he do now and let it all out.
Then go back to my mother and bottle it up. That's what we learned last week.
I have a free room. And don't worry, the prison warden is only for town council meetings. That's not the real me.
And do you think that the pain that I showed there, would I be able to get a part in one of the plays, or is that not?
Dermot, no.
And just because I'm not usually enjoying it, but that whenever the... That felt very good.
Jimmit, it's for children.
Oh.
It's for children, Jimmit, but we could maybe fit you in somewhere.
You're finally making a play for children?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Child stars are aplenty in Dumbracken.
Okay, I'll wait my turn.
Well, I feel like you two have monopolized the general chit-chat. What about you, Miss Bunting? Any general chit-chat?
I completed a cross-stitch of a landscape. I know it's not much of a breakthrough is what was happening over here, but for me, I always start these things and I never actually finish them, so I'm pretty happy.
It's very nice for you. I would love to see it if you have any pictures.
It took 2.5 years.
Finished it, and that's something to be proud of.
Quite a commitment.
It's It's not that big. It just took a while.
But the fact that you kept going back to it, that shows a strength of character.
Commitment, yes.
And may I say, an appropriate topic for general chit-chat.
Was that a dig, Rosemary?
It was very lighthearted, and I feel like that was beyond general. It was very specific. I wouldn't describe it as chit-chat.
Your nephew has no star qualities to him. Sorry. That was uncalled for. That was the PTSD.
That's quite fine. He's content not being an actor.
Good. I'm glad that he's accepted that.
I mean, if there's a way to not monopolize general chit-chat, but...
No,
Colonel,
you've barely had any time. Go ahead.
Colonel, do you have any insights onto the fact that I stuck with my cross-stitch or that it was so much hardship? He had a real breakthrough,
I don't have the money for therapy. Yeah, I think you'd have to pay for that, though.
How come you got to do that here?
Well, we're going to settle up afterwards, but I have to...
His mother wouldn't let me in the house as well. I usually go to clients' houses.
She threw him out the window as well.
Defenestrated. That's what they call it.
Yep. Any overview? Any pointers? Are you going to charge me for
you
this?
You should try reading the China monologues. I think you could try something with that. See if there's anything that fits the bill there. Have you ever read it?
No, is this just because you don't have many clients that are women?
I give everyone the vagina monologues to read. I'll have you know, it was Jim's first.
Yeah, but
what did you think of it?
It was really engaging. I was surprised that I wasn't allowed it at the start, because you said it's the first thing you teach with people, but I had to go through two sessions before I was allowed to read it. You said I wasn't ready. But I understand now.
Steffi has shown commitment through, 2.5 years of a cross-stitch of a landscape?
Yes. It was less so the acting coaching. It was more so the insights onto my inner psyche is what I was looking for.
Really,
is it still the same thing that you
play.
Go for?
It's a really good play.
Okay.
I have nothing for you, but let me do my research. I will go down to the local library where, yes... I host Many's a Practice for our next kid's show, Who's in the Tractor? And I will go into the library and I will read books and I will find something for you, Steffi.
Thanks. I sort of regret bringing the cross stitch up. That was a moment of vulnerability and I regret.
That's good. Being vulnerable is perfect.
And Rosemary, have you had any exciting things happen to you this week?
I do, but we've gone way over time.
Okay.
Because, well, some of you monopolized the conversation.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's quite all right. It's quite all right.
Well, Steffi had a big breakthrough. She had 2.5 years, so...
I am proud of you, Stephanie. I was very well done.
You know what? I took a leap out of your book.
A leap?
I took a leap out of your book this week.
Does that mean you have gone away from my behaviors?
I don't think so. I believe because you had an agenda last week, so I brought my own...
So you have a separate agenda from the rest of us.
Did you do an agenda as well?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why we had general chit-chat at the very beginning.
I see. Well,
I did that to try and be more accommodating, because I've been accused of being inflexible.
Okay, no, that's my bad. I will put it away there.
Is there anything in particular you wanted to cover in your agenda that is atypical from my usual agenda?
We'll go through your normal agenda and we'll see if any of our paths cross. And
well, I imagine we started similarly with after general chit-chat attendance. Is that where you were going to go next?
Oh, no, I was wildly off.
Okay.
I was going to start with karaoke time.
Oh.
To get a more sense of camaraderie.
That's what general chit-chat was.
Okay, that makes sense. Sorry, apologies. Okay. Well, attendance, okay, yes.
Can you stop bringing up general chit-chat? There was just a man in the army who, he was nicknamed Chit-Chat, and yes, he was a general, so every time you bring that up, well, it brings me crashing down, to be honest. If we could lay off the reference to general chit-chat.
So would we like to rename the section that is general chit-chat, something that's more appropriate and less triggering for the Colonel?
I don't think we will be doing that section again. It was a huge failure in my eyes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'd hear out Dermot's alternative of karaoke time.
No, it's fine. It was supposed to be in the first 10 minutes anyway, so it did overlap with general chit-chat.
I'll sleep on it. This is a democracy. I'm not the only one. If people want to do karaoke time, we can do karaoke time.
No, you're right. You're right. It was a stupid idea from a bad, bad boy.
Jimmit. Sorry. Be more forgiving to yourself.
Sorry, it was a...
Well, the prison warden will be after you.
It was a per choice from me, a flawed individual.
Well...
But also a human.
don't sell yourself short. Some people here did like that suggestion and seem to be eager to do it.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do it some other time then.
I say we do it in any other business.
It'll be tabled for any other business.
That's ideal. Thank you for that.
So, okay, attendance, Tiramid Green, aye.
Yes, and we have...
Stephanie Bunting, aye. Is that what we're doing now?
Pardon me, Colonel Marzipan Roberts, just getting a couple of things out of my system. Of course,
could you just say aye, sort of we've started a thing, is that...
I.
It's not necessary, but well, we said it now.
Three's a crowd, so.
It wasn't necessary for your nephew to start a song and dance number when we just asked for a name. He came out singing and dancing. And I was like, who are you trying to impress? Because you're not impressing me.
I think he was dishing just because he thought it'd be fun.
Ah, Sylvester thought it was just fun. I like to take things a bit more serious. We want to know who's in the tractor.
It's a mystery.
And Rosemary Rose, also present.
I've said it.
Now, this is a bit interesting. Rice, Shields, and McKinley can't make it today, but they have assigned a proxy the colonel. So, he's has a lot of authority today. He has 4 votes.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Yes.
This colonel?
So, yes, we don't have multiple colonels on the city council.
Good. I was worried that they had made a similar mistake as me, and it was the corporal, but... So you have... All of their votes, wow.
Yes. They usually don't bother with the proxies, but they seem to be confident in your decision-making.
I am a keen leader. I know this from years of army training. I led my boys up into the battlefield, shot down quite quickly, but as a leader, you come to accept loss.
And what war was it?
I don't like to think about them. If you don't mind, Jim, and...
Sorry.
Jimid, look at me. Prison warden's not happy with that.
I'm so sorry.
What am I voting for here?
We haven't voted yet. We're just...
Aye.
I think we, for the next thing we go through, then he's just said aye. But I would like to know maybe if... Did they give you a reason as to why they give their votes by proxy to the colonel for this week?
I merely sent him the agendas and they all wrote and sort of saying we would like him to be our proxy.
Wow, so you have the power of 4 in any votes now. So you outrank us all.
And they have very talented children. All getting starring roles. What was that? They're talented kids. Do you not believe me?
Well, no.
I actually do, but I don't think he would sacrifice his art.
I would not give up my integrity.
I agree with that, but I think our colleagues who aren't present are trying to curry favor with the colonel for additions.
2 things could be true, actually. They could be talented, but yeah, they maybe didn't need to do that.
They didn't need to do that.
I open to bribery.
I'm not.
I was going to say, because we are on the town council and none of us should be open to bribery at all.
And I said I'm not.
He said he's not.
On from this, aye?
Yes, well, that brings us on to point 1.
There you go. We're moving on.
We are due our anti-bribery training. We all require to watch a 5-minute video and answer a simple quiz.
Who should I speak to about getting out of this? Perhaps I could give the, not that I would, but the child or nephew a great part in who's in the tractor.
Well,
that was a test. I'm not really doing that. But really, how do I get out of this if I can?
I tried to make it very clear. It is a 5-minute video. The questions are so simple, you do not even need to watch the video to answer.
Let's do that then.
Let's do the questions.
Yes,
yeah.
Questions. Thank you.
We go straight
from
the questions.
A vote of 5.
Rosemary,
does the colonel then need to complete it for our colleagues who aren't present also?
No, they will complete it. That makes no sense. They need to learn. I can't learn on their behalf. No, it's just the vote. Steffi, you are, I was going to say denigrating. What does that mean whenever you're worsening? Over time.
There's no need to get personal here. And I would just like us all to watch the video. Last year, it took us 9 months for every member of the council completed. We only completed it 3
you
months ago.
You know I don't like watching any form of media. I don't like it. I don't trust it.
And you know that I'm pretty slow at completing things that I even want to do, like my cross stitch.
It is a 5-minute video. We get our funding cut off if we do not complete it. It is so simple, please.
That sounds like bribery. You're bribing us into watching this video by offering to cut our funding.
Blackmailing? Is that the opposite of briberying?
It is not blackmail. It is merely showing that we're qualified to use the money appropriately. It is not blackmail in the same sense that requiring a driver's license is not blackmail preventing you from driving.
This is like that time they wouldn't give us a defibrillator until one of us passed the first aid training. You can't do that. Three people died in the town.
Yes, and...
Who might not have been saved, but a defibrillator could have helped them.
We are still looking for volunteers for the first aid course. Anyone at all?
I'm busy.
I mean, I'd be open to that. I know those guys that you're talking about, and yeah, it was kind of a poor way to go. I don't think they're too happy about that.
And I think I'd be too excited to use a defibrillator. I think I would probably accidentally shock people who maybe were just sleeping. So are we done with your agenda? Maybe we could tit for tat in our agendas.
I need people to promise that they will go home tonight and do the anti-bribery training.
What do we get in return?
Funding.
I could do with that. I need a John Deere.
I'm not going to correct you because I really want you to see this video. Just, you can stick it on in the background and it's multiple choice to quiz.
Is that for set?
That is part set, part prop. I need it to be full working. And we need tinted windows because we need to not be able to see who's in the tractor. That person isn't it the entire time.
Wow, I thought it was going to be a cardboard cutout, but it's going to be a whole...
Oh, it's a real thing.
Wow.
I think we need to reconsider some town council spend.
I'm very glad that you've moved away from the Harry Potter fan fiction. This sounds like it's going to be a wonderful production.
Well, guess who's in the tractor? If it isn't Ron, Harry, Hermione, the three of them. Yes. What were they doing in the tractor? That's the sequel.
Oh, this is exciting.
Well, I'm glad someone's showing enthusiasm.
Colonel,
no,
I just...
Rosemary, don't shake your head like that.
I just... I don't think it's appropriate that we're using town council spend on your budget for your play.
This is the first play in, I believe, 12 years that children will be allowed to go to. So I think it maybe is right that we do on a show.
Thank you, Jim. It's enriching the children's lives.
Well, I mean, we do have to put it to a vote.
What are we voting on?
Whether we can spend the budget on the tractor.
Aye.
And pass. Now, we will not get the money unless we complete the quiz.
Because that's what I thought we were voting on.
No.
can we vote to skip the quiz entirely?
Okay, once more.
Well, you've already famously voted aye.
Aye.
Once more for the record. We cannot vote to overturn laws. We can only vote on local town business.
How about we use the art of persuasion to get around this, huh? That's not bribery, is it?
I don't think so. A silver tongue? No, that's okay. Just...
You have not described what you intend to do yet.
Well, a 5, a 4, a 3, 2, 1. We shouldn't do this quiz. It's a waste of time to us in the biz. I've got children.
I just need to deduct.
I did it. I was in the army.
While waiting for you guys to arrive. It is...
Oh, can you give us the answers then? That would make things so much easier.
I cannot. I can just assure you it is straightforward.
Fine, I will do it because I really want to get on to both my agenda and to ask the Colonel one single question about the play.
Are we voting on this?
We are not voting on it, but I appreciate the commitment. Can I trust you, Stephanie, please?
Probably won't do it.
Come on.
I was going to go home and go straight to bed, if I'm being honest.
Do it tomorrow morning.
I was going to get up early. That's why I'm going to bed as soon as I get home.
Well, what was the next item on your agenda, Dermot?
Oh, well, I have been scouring some local boards on social medias to see if there's anything in the town at the minute that we can maybe try and find answers. But there's someone in the town that has said to my neighbors that complained to the city about my chickens. I want to thank you because I didn't know I'm allowed to have up to 25 and I don't even have half of that. So thanks for the complaint. I learned something today.
That raises an interesting point to me that our townspeople think that we're a city.
That's true.
We do not have the presence of a cathedral. Do we need to remind people on that? I appreciate that.
No, so I guess divergent. There is possibly a chance that I was reading the board of another town now that said, because, well, I guess people have chickens, but is there a law here that we can't have 25? Maybe we should stick to your agenda.
What are they doing with all these chickens?
What is your query? I am lost. Well, you started going on about someone owning chickens.
Yeah,
and finding that they were allowed to own more chickens than they perceived they were allowed to own.
So now there's someone in town that has 25 chickens, and I'm worried that if everyone in town now learns...
Are you researching this, man? I am not online that much, so I blurred the name.
So,
we are aggressively anti-GDPR. Yes, you are obligated to tell us the name of this man.
Yeah. But I blurred it so that I couldn't give it away and then realize that I'd be reading it like an idiot.
So if I recall, there is a 13th century superstition pertaining to 24 chickens. So you're in the realm of 24.
So this person's...
No, I'm not. I can't remember. It's been a while. Is it unlucky to have more than 24 chickens, or is it unlucky to have less than 24 chickens? I think maybe that's where they've got confused.
I've got to assume having less than 24 chickens is unlucky, because in the 13th century, if you had 25 chickens, you're probably pretty lucky in your life.
I find that when writing an agenda, it is good to have an actual item in mind.
Wait, no, because this is a person possibly in the town who is now owning a lot of chickens. What if they're in the middle of town and they have 25 chickens? Is that something we want to keep on our radar?
Surely we'd hear it. It clucks.
That's a really good point. Okay, yeah, we can move on.
I'm sure we'll spot
them.
That
was quite easy. Wow. See, I think the therapy's working.
That was the power of four, yeah.
Oh, I see.
I don't... You didn't call a vote or anything.
No. I'll try again on the agendas. You know what? I'm not going to sell myself that short because, like you said, Rosemary, I am a human. I can make mistakes.
Perhaps start with an agenda for like a local book club first and then work your way up to town council.
May I raise a motion? Or, well, an issue I'm facing and possibly I can...
Yes, you can take my agenda moment because we're not using it anymore.
It appears that I have outgrown my prison warden uniform.
Oh.
My belly has bust forth and it now hangs quite pathetically. I believe that the police warden would be, you know, a bit more dignified, not exactly a slob. So, first off, I would like to get a corset.
Are you asking us for approval?
I think he's asking us for the funds.
Funding, approval for the funding, and opinions? Could I pull off a corset?
I really think you would get a lot out of this video.
A girdle.
Couldn't you use one of the corsets from any of your previous...
Why would I have a child's corset? Jimid? We will talk after the meeting.
Sorry.
I also need to replace the prison warden's outfit as it just bust wide open. The buttons popped right off. I actually thought my gun that was loaded as the prison warden started firing, but it was just the buttons pinging across the room.
As a thespian, do you not have any haberdashery in your house that you could do repairs with?
Not all of us live a rich life like that.
I said no such thing.
I was not gifted.
One thing, I guess, about the chickens... Is that,
I thought we were done with this.
If this person has 25 chickens and are well off, maybe they would have a corset. If they're into 13th century stuff, you could find the chicken person and get a corset from them.
Jim, do you know how crazy you sound when you say chicken person? And this 13th century
farmer.
Case?
Is this a historic case? I still do not even understand
Again,
what you're trying to
communicate.
I could
have been on Wikipedia.
It makes complete sense to me, Rosemary. I think you're just a little bit crazy from your age. Sorry. Uncalled for. Uncalled for.
Absolutely uncalled for. I expect you to apologize.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry, that was me calming myself down. I am letting too much out, just like I let my belly flop out. It wobbled quite a bit.
Well, we all slow down when in our age, and sometimes it's harder to maintain your weight. Not for all of us, of course.
What are you saying? Are you saying I'm old?
I'm saying you're aging like the rest of us.
Well, not like all of us, no offense.
No, you're still young.
Oh, well, when you say it like that.
I meant it as a compliment.
And some of us never die, like my mother.
And some of us live on through our theatrical acts. What was that look?
I didn't say a thing.
That's why I said, what was that look? Wasn't what did you say? No, I can read it all on your face. You can't hide it.
You've brought it back nicely to your theatrical act. So your plays are notorious for the first 5 minutes having a content warning and asking all the children to leave.
Sorry, can I make sure that that's spelled C-O? N-T-E-N-T?
Yes. Can we also make content. Sure it's spelled that way on the flyers this time?
I try my best, but you know the kids that I have?
No, so my question that I wanted to get to was, this is a children's play. Will it still have the same content warning asking children to leave 5 minutes in?
Well, this is the great thing. So, tinted windows, tractor, Hermione, Harry, Ron. It's happening on stage. The children will be unaware. It'll be soundproofed. There's a whole romp going on. See? That's how we get around the whole situation. We can have the kids on stage. They can partake. It's still an adult show.
That's really
for
nice
kids.
That you did take our suggestions on board.
Am I understanding this right? That you're fucking three children in a tractor?
No, they're fully grown adults. Don't worry, Rosemary. You sick
woman.
Okay, so the three adults.
Three adults.
Inside a tractor are behaving in an adult manner while the children are performing the play
there
outside.
Could be, the windows are tinted.
Well, the windows are tinted.
Romp. Huh?
The windows are tinted.
Correct. Good listening.
So no one can see inside it.
Yes.
Do you even need people in there?
Yes.
Well, you need to see the steam building, I think.
It's for the realism. Yes. People, you want to... It's a 3-hour long show. They need to be in there at the end whenever they pop it open and they're buttoning themselves up.
Would I be right in comparing it to that famous scene in Titanic?
I'm king of the world.
Yes, that's...
Now, I'm still unclear. What are the children doing?
They're asking who's in the tractor for 3 hours, basically.
Trying to pry it open, but...
Yes, exactly. So we have to have a reinforced tractor because we don't know what's going on inside. If it were to pop open, then yes, there would be cases taken against me and possibly the actors inside the tractor. I'm not responsible for what goes on inside the tractor.
I thought you were a director.
I'm giving the actors free reign.
And I do see that there is one show in the 5-night run that's an after dark show. Am I right to assume that that is just from the perspective of the tractor?
Could be. There is also a very special box seat available within the tractor. Ooh. So some lucky person might get to see a romp.
Oh,
what was that, Rosemary? You prude.
I wish that we would have more money for, like, community activities and less money assigned to pornography.
It's not... I'm sorry, what? Did you call it?
I called it pornography.
You prude. It is not pornography. And if it was pornography, it would be pornography of the highest quality.
I'm glad we're not financing poor quality pornography. That is my main concern. Can we just make it clear that this play, while receiving financial support from the council, is in fact independent of the town council?
In no way affiliated by the town council.
The tractor is the only thing that might receive funding, and that can be used out in the fields. It will need extensively cleaned, but it can be used.
Can we table the discussion on the tractor until everyone has seen
I'm
the anti-bribery?
I'm going to vote no on that.
Okay, well, it's worth a go.
I have a question. And possibly delicate for you, Colonel.
A therapist, I can take it as
well,
it comes.
That's sort of my problem, just with the nature. I'm not a prude, but just with the nature of what you're describing and the presence of children. I was wondering if there would be a psychiatrist for the children's well-being on set and
they
in
won't
rehearsals.
They won't know what's happening in the tractor.
No, but as you say, there's
they don't
a lot
know
of contingencies that need to occur here. Just in case you and your trio of actors end up in court.
There's a chance. That with vigorous romping, and Ronald has been known to romp, that the tractor might open. But I'm saying if we put in the correct funding, then we will have a tractor that is secure and sound. Soundproof. It shouldn't be the case. What I'm saying is if we don't get the funding, then yes, we might get a lower quality tractor that might be able to be peeked through. And then it becomes an issue. You give the money, we won't have any problems.
It really does sound from what you've said that Ronald, rather than an actor who's playing Ronald, is the prime issue here, possibly.
He has big energy.
Who have you cast?
Remains to be seen.
So if I was one to connect dots, we have 3 members of the council who give their proxy. And we have... And we have 3 people in the tractor. Is it possible that it is McKinty, Shields, and Rice that are inside the tractor?
I have noticed Shields continuously trying to draw permanent marker on his face.
All I'll say is that the question, who's in the tractor, will be answered in the last 3 minutes of the 3-hour show. You need to go to find out.
Well, my mother has already pre-booked 2 tickets for us.
Good to see that she supports the local arts, unlike some people.
She's very excited.
And I know it's been a long tangent, but could I perhaps go to my agenda point?
Yeah.
Yes, let's...
It's actually very much related to what we've been talking about. So I shall start with some praise. The school children have been enjoying participating in the play, and they're very excited. I've been told it is high energy, and that they run around and tire themselves out.
They're looking forward to a real tractor. We have been using a cardboard one for now.
I will say the children have been looking forward to having a real tractor there. Parents have said that that's all their children are talking about.
Yes. At the moment, It is just a small cardboard box, not even shaped like a tractor. So they're really pouring their hearts and souls and imagination into this.
And your three actors are still within the box?
No.
It needs to be a big reveal. I don't know if children can play that.
I have to say, they are rehearsing separately, right?
Yes. In the room next door.
And they are rehearsing currently without your direction?
The people in the tractor, who we have yet to know who is in there, I've given them free rein. They can go buck wild. I'm hoping in the sequel we get the musical Ronald's Romp, and then we also will have Ronald's Rump. What was your question again? I've completely forgotten. Oh, I have given them free rein. They don't need... I've given them, you know, a time frame. I'm like, we need this to last for about 2 hours, 57 minutes.
And
so,
what was the agenda point?
The agenda point was, now that there are so many children participating in it, we've been told that you will require additional supervision.
Oh, yes, because you're only allowed one adult to 25 children.
That's correct.
Well, I'm hoping
just
that...
Like the chickens.
Oh.
Okay, that's interesting. Perhaps
do you think
it
was typo?
Was it children? Did someone think they could get more children than they realized? Wow. I will investigate this and get back to you.
Please don't. Now, we will have to vote on this, of course.
Oh, well, I've got three adult actors who will supervise the children.
Who are in the next room practicing.
And they can take a break.
No, it cannot be people participating in a production.
Oh, because they're acting as a character, so you couldn't say if they're acting as a real person who can supervise. That actually makes a lot of sense, Rosemary.
No, that's all nonsense. It's merely that their attention would be divided. The children are able to tell an actor apart from the character they play, even at a young age.
Okay, fair enough.
So I need to find someone? Well, how about a prison warden?
A qualified childcare specialist. So ideally a teacher from the school. We've had some volunteers. And I would like to clarify, we're only voting on who is supervising. We're not voting on whether or not you require supervision.
Who's up?
Well, so first of all, we have Mrs. Bailey.
Don't trust her.
Okay.
Good instinct.
I will say, she said, you might say that, and I was surprised by that. Well, I suppose there's no point going further if you won't vote for her.
Who's next?
We have Coach Dylan.
I would veto that. I was a child once.
Oh, that's
that was enough.
I was a child under Coach Phillips, and he was very mean
coach,
to me.
Coach Dylan, not Coach Phillips.
Oh, Coach.
Coach
oh,
Dylan.
Never mind. I thought it was Coach Phillips. Never mind. Continue.
This might be something worth talking about in therapy. I will play Coach Phillips. I will wear the prison warden outfit.
The busted prison warden.
Quite.
He said he's willing to do it, largely because we provide coffee and tea. Would you like to hear the other options?
Yes, go for it. Before I vote.
Okay.
We all vote, I think.
Well, we all vote, but ultimately, unless he abstains.
I'm for Coach Dylan at the minute.
I am curious about him.
And largely, we have Mr. Bunting, a relative of yours, I believe, the art teacher.
Yeah.
I apologize if I stepped on her.
No, it's fine. Uncle Dan's good. I know what the home situation's like, and like, he's better things to do.
Again, their attention cannot be divided if they're supervising the children.
Is he one who would potentially get excited by what's going on in the other room?
Oh God, no. No, oh, okay. I trust Dan with my life. He's excellent as a teacher and as an uncle.
What about as an artist?
See, this is something I would worry about, that maybe he would have a different idea. You know, he would probably want the children to see what's going on in the tractor.
Kind of too many cooks.
Don't accuse my uncle of this kind of behavior.
No, I think it's just a difference of artistic opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Janet.
No, I don't think he would want to lower himself to the levels of a play.
Oh, I mean just like in general, though, to see the inside of the tractor.
Why don't you untint the windows? Why don't you have the kids use a crowbar?
You're
different
assuming
ways
that he will want to go anywhere near the theater after I tell him what I know of this play and the Colonel.
Okay.
He might be more interested than ever.
Yeah, I'll let you know if he takes an interest.
So is that all? Is it three candidates then?
Yes, it's three candidates. It's between them.
How about the coach?
Coach Dylan. He seems like a nice man.
Pleasant enough.
That's all I need to hear.
Yes, I mean, he will supervise the children. That's, he's Tough to talk to.
No, I have one more item on my agenda.
Yes, we're in any other business, so go ahead.
Wonderful. This one's really important, and I don't want to talk about how it appeared, but there is a pothole outside my house on the road that a lot of people have been complaining to me about. And
Derman, is the reason they're directly complaining to you?
I don't want
because you're responsible for it?
I, thankfully, am not responsible for the pothole. I had nothing to do with it. I believe they're complaining to me because I am the counselor and for no other reason or no other relation to whoever may have caused it. But I would maybe like to get that pothole filled.
We'll have to work on your enunciation.
Sorry. Been a bad, bad boy. But not for the pothole.
Is it a weather-induced pothole?
Well, the weather caused... I really didn't want to get into it, but my mother has...
Caused the weather?
Well, she's tried many rain dances that have never worked, but this was quite a warm day, so she decided to go outside, and she's been watching a lot of mining videos and found my father's old pickaxe.
At the risk of... dragging this story out unnecessarily. What are mining videos?
She's been playing Minecraft a lot.
Oh, yes, my grandson plays that.
Yes. Oh, yes, I think she's been berating some children on
there. He's told me that he had to ban her from his server.
So she got violently aggressive after being banned from the server and decided to use my father's old pickaxe to check if she could, and I'm using air quotes here because the direct quote, Minecraft the ground under that little fuck. That is a direct quote from her. So she tested the road outside because it was the first place she saw.
That fuck, is that referring to my grandson? Was she threatening my grandson? First my sister, now my grandson?
Well, again, I really didn't want to get into the reasoning why, because I thought you might get annoyed.
Yes, of course I am annoyed. That woman is a menace.
I agree, but she has taken my keys, and I need her approval to get into my house every day.
Well, could Rosemary give you a spur set? Rosemary, you've gone awful quiet.
Don't give them to me, please don't. I don't have a spur set, but you're free to go to the locksmith.
You said that, and then you appeared in my house 5 days later, and I said, what are you doing here? And you said, I'm not here, and you just walked out. Pretending it never happened. I believe that is gaslighting, no?
It did not. It's not gaslighting if it genuinely did not happen.
I'm glad that this is something like this has happened to you, because one time I went home and all my furniture was there, but it was in completely different places.
Why would I waste my time doing such a thing?
I don't know, maybe you disagree with my feng shui choices.
Maybe you're jealous of some of us.
What is feng shui?
Marie Kondo has a book on it, I believe. She is a lady who I believe is Japanese who helps you declutter your life.
She likes organizing. You'd really like her, actually.
Okay, what channel is she on?
YouTube?
I'll ask my grandson.
Yeah, if he's still there.
No, what? No. Do I need to get the police involved in this?
I don't think so.
The prison warden.
Please do not joke
involved.
About your mother threatening my grandson.
She did not joke.
I believe her... Okay.
I do believe that... I think she'll have calmed down. I think she's gone out of her system with the whole... But a few people have just asked if I could get that filled up.
Right. You understand I will have to call the police after this.
I understand. Oh, could they let me into my house?
Dermot, you can make your own calls to the police. Whenever I call the police, you do not need to piggyback on my call.
Okay.
So what was it? So you would like the pothole filled?
I would like the pothole filled.
Colonel, I or nay?
I'll have a think about it.
Fair enough. Thank you.
I've thought. I say nay. This is character building for you, Jamet. We need strife.
She's going to be so angry at me.
Why do we need to do it? Why is it a town expense?
It's a town road.
Oh. But you've told us in your words that it's your mother's fault.
Well,
again, this is why I didn't want to get into it.
Well, it's sort of vandalism.
It is. The town would pursue costs reimbursed from your mother.
Okay, fine. I will pay for it.
Actually, I've had a thought. I'd rather pay for that than the tractor.
Again, we vote on this. Put it to a vote.
Oh.
Okay,
Like to table it till next
this
week?
This is really hard for me to choose between the colonel and my mother.
I think you'll know how this goes. I've got a lot of votes behind me.
She's going to be so angry. Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Clonmuth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, including the weekly town newsletter, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, and Jared Donnelly. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.